In business and innovation, timing is everything, especially when it comes to patents. Unlike trademarks, where rights can last indefinitely if maintained properly, or copyrights, where they last for a very long time whether they're registered or not, patents require registration, operate on a strict timeline, and last for a comparatively limited time. While the Rolling Stones said time is on their side, time isn't on your side with patents. If you miss a patent deadline, you could lose your exclusive rights forever. Let's break down the key dates you need to know to protect your inventions. Does it matter when you submit a patent application? Yes, and here's why. In the US, the patent system operates on a first-to-file basis, meaning the first person to file a patent application, not necessarily the first to invent, gets the rights. If someone else beats you to the patent office, they could secure the patent rights instead of you. Now, if you can prove they stole the idea from you, you can work to stop their application, but that could be expensive. Public disclosure starts a clock. If you publicly disclose your invention, for example, through sales, publications, or presentations, you only have 1 year to file a patent application. After that, your invention is probably not going to be eligible for a patent. Provisional patent applications start a clock too. Filing a provisional patent application establishes an early filing date, which is important, but it gives you only 1 year to file a non-provisional application. If you miss the deadline, your provisional application expires with no patent protection. All these dates have an impact on international application timing. Some countries have the same 1 year grace period the US does, but many have a much shorter grace period or none at all, meaning if you don't file there within the right time period, you won't be able to get a patent in that country. Now, if you do get a patent granted, how long do those patent rights last? Patent protection isn't indefinite. It does have a firm expiration date. The type of patent determines its lifespan. Utility patents, which cover new and useful inventions, last 20 years from the filing date, but you must pay maintenance fees at 3.5, 7.5, and 11.5 years to keep it active. Design patents, which cover ornamental designs of products, last 15 years from the grant date with no maintenance fees required. Plant patents, which cover new plant varieties and are not nearly as common as design and utility patents, last 20 years from the filing date, similar to utility patents. Here are the key patent law dates to remember. First is the date of invention. While this isn't usually legally significant in terms of getting the application anymore, documenting your invention date can help in later disputes. The filing date is critical. That establishes priority under the first-to-file rule, so earlier is always better. A provisional filing date can be the priority date too. If you file a provisional application in the US, though, you must convert it into a non-provisional application within 1 year. Now, the public disclosure date is extremely important because it triggers that 1 year deadline to file a patent application with the USPTO before losing rights. This is shorter or non-existent in many other countries. The patent grant date marks the official start of your enforceable patent rights. A patent doesn't exist before the patent grant date, so you really don't get any enforceable rights until that grant date, which is why that date is extremely important. For utility patents, there are also maintenance fee deadlines of 3.5, 7.5, and 11.5 years to prevent expiration. And then finally, there is the expiration date. After 20 years for utility and plant patents, or 15 years for design patents, the invention enters the public domain and can be freely used by anyone. The bottom line for patent applications is act fast or lose your rights. Patents have the strictest time limits compared with trademarks and copyrights. If you wait too long to file or miss key deadlines, you risk losing your rights permanently. If you have an invention you want to protect, don't assume time is on your side. It isn't. Consult a patent attorney and act before it's too late. Do you have questions about patent timelines? Please drop them in the comments.